Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Что здесь произошло?
Монстр проник в лабораторию.
The monster got in.
Охрана пыталась его остановить.
The guards, they tried to stop it.
И застрельбы резервуары лопнули.
The gunfire shattered the tanks.
Другие монстры тоже ожили.
The others came alive.
The particles. Ask him about the particles.
А как насчет частиц? Черные частицы в заднем резервуаре похожи на пыль.
Тень утекла. Она вошла в них.
He says they call it the shadow. The shadow went into them.
Into who?
В кого? Во что?
Во что?
Your question, Jim. The shadow is in them.
There's just 1 week till Netflix brings the fifth and final season of Stranger Things. I'm sure that it will be great. Worth the 3 years, 4 months, and 26 days of wait. Next Wednesday, if you need me, I'll be munching on Eggos and watching TV. Let's hope that the good side wins, taking out Vecna and saving Hawkins. Destroying Vecna and saving Hawkins. I hope there's a happy ending in Hawkins.
Stranger, danger, talking Stranger Things. Together, forever, we're loving Stranger Things. It's Stranger Things forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to Stranger Things Forever, where this evening, or this morning, depending on when this episode gets out, I will be talking about minutes 50 to 60 of The Piggyback. I am really not going to waste too much time talking about anything else. I want to jump right into that because I spent most of the evening working on that little one-week song that I should have planned a while ago, but today was the one-week day, and I'm like, well, I have to do it now. If I don't do it, I got to do something to commemorate the fact that we are 1 week away. So I played it at the beginning of this episode, and it's also available on the YouTube channel and on my TikTok. but I don't want to waste too much time, except I want to mention two things. There's been a lot of videos posted. I've seen them on Facebook of clips of like things happening in current times, like little snippet videos of like one guy got, you know, like caught by Vecna. He was pulled up in the air like Fred. There's another thing where it looked like a bus stop was covered in vines, or there was a guy in a hazmat suit, like with putting up do not cross lines. And I noticed one of the things had coordinates, and I think the coordinates showed Australia. So I think all these videos are pointing to fan events that they've talked about, get-togethers that they're having, maybe the biking thing that I've talked about. So I think that's what these little things are, little things to get you excited. But I thought, gee, wouldn't it be interesting to have a Stranger Things spinoff in current times? Like, we thought it was over with, but then, you know, all of a sudden in the late 2020s, you know, the evil has returned, or a new evil has risen. I don't know. But I just wanted to mention that. And the other thing I wanted to mention was, this whole time I had a plan. Season 5 coming out November 26th. I was going to wake up super early and have some Eggos and watch Stranger Things. I was going to watch the first episode and then immediately get working on the first episode of Stranger Danger 5. But I was, real life didn't get in the way. Netflix got in the way, because I see now on Netflix, it says season 5 coming December 26th, 8 p.m. So if you live in California, you get to watch it at 5 p.m. If you live in Hawaii, I don't know, it's earlier. Anywhere else in the world, it's earlier. Well, I don't know, maybe in England. All I know is we have to wait till 8 p.m. on the East Coast, which means at the earliest I get this first episode done watching is about 9 p.m. So I probably will then turn around and start working on the first episode. But because I still really want to work on that first episode without watching the other episodes, I want to keep my mind as clear as, you know, like as unspoiled as possible to what comes next. So maybe I'll just watch that first episode and then get cracking right away on like mapping out and planning. And I don't know if I'll be able to record. I don't know if I'll be able to record Wednesday night, because I am getting up the next morning and running a 5K, a turkey trot. Then I have a whole day of, you know, family time and Thanksgiving. So this is going to be rough. I was planning on watching the first one early in the morning, working on the podcast early in the morning, and then by the end of the day, watching the other episodes. Now I have to do my best to, I don't know, I need to figure out what the best option is. I'd love to get the show out to you guys as quickly as possible. But now I'm thinking maybe I should just watch these up. I don't want to get spoiled either. That's another thing. I don't want my, on Thanksgiving, I want to be able to talk about it with my niece. So I don't know. We'll see. Maybe unfortunately the podcast will have to wait a few days. Maybe I'll give instant quick little reviews and just to let you know that we're there. But then maybe what's best is to wait a couple days before getting the show, so that I don't like rush it. I don't want to rush it. This is the last time we have this. Then we have, you know, a month to get 4 episodes of Stranger Danger out to you. So that's more than enough time. So I feel like live right now I'm making the decision that the first episode probably is going to wait till the weekend now. That's my guess, again, because I want to do it right, and I want to deliver the same type of episodes that I definitely started doing during Stranger Things, you know, 2, 3, and 4. If you go back to the earliest episodes, it's not quite like what it turned into, but I want to maintain that. So I, right now, I'm probably going to say Saturday. I'm guessing is when I will get the episode, when I will really be able to work on the episode. I think, I mean, who knows? But it's a long weekend And the only reason I say this is because now Friday, I have some family things I'm going to be doing on Friday too. Gosh damn it. I apologize for the language, but friggin' family. What are they doing? Getting in the way of our dreams. Getting in the way of our Stranger Things. Oh my goodness gracious. Okay. Now what I'm doing is I'm getting in the way of talking more about this episode. So let's worry about that next week. We still have work to do here. Okay. I still have much to talk about. And let's get cracking right now. I feel like I'm saying let's get cracking. That's my new thing. Is that my new thing? Did I just develop a new thing? Let's get cracking on the next 10 minutes of The Piggyback. So we pick up right in the middle of Master of Puppets, where Max is trying to escape Vecna, trying to escape the Creel House in her mind. But we also all of a sudden see Billy showing up saying, you know, let me out, let me out. He is smashing. Basically, it's like revisiting the sauna where they trapped him in the sauna. And so Max is dealing with that while in the real world of Hawkins, you have that friggin' prick who caught up to Erica and tackled her. Now, then you jump back into the upside down of Hawkins and the bats are coming as Eddie keeps playing. They have... Dustin's like, you have 30 seconds. They need to bail. He's like, T-minus 30 seconds. We got to go. Then he says 20 seconds and boom, Eddie jumps into the solo, the guitar solo, which if I'm not mistaken, I'm not going to look it up, but I feel like Robert Trujillo, he's the bassist for Metallica. His son was the one who played the solo. I think I could be wrong. But that's if I remember correctly, he's the one who's actually playing the solo. By the way, Robert Trujillo, the first time I saw him in concert, he was in a band opening for Metallica. He wasn't in Metallica at the time. So I just thought I'd share that. I probably have shared that before. So back in Max's mind, she is just standing there and trying to focus on something good, focus on a good memory as Billy is smashing through the door. He gets through the door. He gets close to her. And she's gone. Like that memory, I should say he's gone. She opens her eyes and she's at the Hawkins snowball. It actually worked. She's able to control her thoughts, focus, and she's able to escape that memory and go into a good memory. Meanwhile, back in the upside down, Dustin and Eddie get behind a fence. They get behind a fence that they had set up just as the bats arrive. And then they barricade themselves inside the trailer. They are exhausted. They are exhilarated. And they freak out. And Dustin's like, most metal ever. We jump over to Russia. And Hopper, Joyce, and Murray, they went right back into the vent that they escaped from originally. But, when they go to where the monsters were, there's nothing there. Like the cases that they were in, the glass smashed. Nothing. They're all gone. It's like, okay, I'd be like, okay, time to go, guys. Let's go. You know, good luck, Russia. We're out of here. But instead, Hopper fires up the flamethrower and starts walking back towards the way they came. They go back to that main control room that they were in earlier, and it's just a massacre. It looks like the warden is the only one still alive and he's barely hanging on. They're like, what? Murray's asking him what happened. In Russian, he says the monsters got in. The guards, they tried to stop it. The gunfire shattered the tanks. The others came alive. And we really, because remember that there was like a tank of just like beasts. I think they were demogorgons and demodogs just kind of floating. Maybe they were in stasis. I think that's the right word. Maybe they were dead, but the others came alive. So they ask about the particles, and the warden says they call it the shadow. The shadow. Interesting. The shadow. The first shadow. And he says the shadow went into them. And they're like, into who? And of course, that's when the warden dies. Murray gets up. He looks into the security footage, the security cameras, and he sees dead bodies and demodogs roaming the halls, and he's like, the shadow is in them. So apparently the shadow went into the dead monsters, or the, you know, the monsters in coma. Maybe they were holding on for bare life. Whatever it did, it brought them alive, and now they are wreaking havoc in the prison.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code FITNESS for 15% off.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Back in Upside Down Hawkins, Nancy, Steve, and Robin head into the Upside Down Creel House. And when they open the door, there are vines everywhere. And they have to realize they can't touch these things. If they touch them, they're going to wake Vecna up, and he's going to know they're there. So Steve kind of jumps in. You know, it's a little nerve-wracking, but he seems to do okay. And you can see they talked about Robin being klutzy, and you can see the look of panic on her face. And Nancy just grabs her hand, tells her it's going to be okay, and she jumps in and she seems to do okay. Now we leave them. We don't see them for the rest of this 10 minutes. We don't see Russia for the rest of 10 minutes, but we do jump back to Max. We go to 11. She's in Max's memory. She's walking amongst all these kids, and she realizes she's in an old memory because she comes across a young redhead talking shit to some guy, some older kid, giving him the finger. And yeah, that's definitely Max. And but she can't hear her, or she can't see her. And they're asking, I think Will asks, do you see anything weird? Any sign of Vecna or the Mind Flayer? I think Will and Mike might have asked that together. She says, no, everything is normal, but she does see something that doesn't fit. She thinks it's another memory. And Argyle's like, a memory within a memory? It's very Inception type stuff. On the bridge, like there's a walking bridge over where the kids are skating, there's a DJ table, and Every Breath You Take is playing, and we jump from there to Max at the dance listening to that song, and she's just sitting at a table waiting. And as far as she knows, she thinks, she's hoping she's just going to sit there and hide here in this memory and just wait things out and hopefully the older kids kill Vecna. It seems easy enough, but of course, no. All of a sudden, a balloon pops and another one pops, and they're exploding into pools of blood. And the music turns from the police to Ella Fitzgerald's Dream a Little Dream of Me from Henry's Past and Victor's Past. And that was the music, I think, that Victor used to get out of Henry's trance, if I'm not mistaken. Now Henry's kind of using it like in an evil way, I guess you could say. 11 is still in the skating area, but in the old memory as she approaches the DJ table on the bridge. Meanwhile, in the snowball, while everything looked pretty and perfect before, all of a sudden it's rotting, everything is turning dark, and all of a sudden the dark particles have arrived in the gym. Outside of the gym, red lightning is flashing. Now Eleven sees the same red lightning off in the distance. So I feel like she's getting closer to Max, but it also would appear that Vecna is closing in on her too. Meanwhile, in the actual attic, in the actual Hawkins, not in anyone's mind, not in anyone's memory, and not in the Upside Down, Max is still sitting there, her eyes still rolled over to a pale white. And Lucas has just been kind of keeping an eye on her, but he's starting to panic. He sees the lantern flashing, flaring up. He's like, oh, shit. He goes and he's flashing the light out to Erica. Like, he's like, what's taking them so long? But she's not there. That's because Hat Prick has her pinned down. And she's like, let me go, you meathead. He's like, shut up or I'm going to break both your arms. Oh, my God. These kids go from jerks to bullies to evil. Because Lucas all of a sudden hears something behind him and he turns in the attic and it's friggin' Jason. And Lucas is like, Jason, you can't be here right now, man. And he's like, what the hell have you done? And of course, what he thinks he's seeing is some sort of satanic ritual. And okay, I mean, it does look a little suspect. You got this blue light and you have this girl sitting here in a trance, but I don't see anything else satanic around it. And you know, if you're an idiot like Jason, you know, you're gonna think the worst. So he tries to talk to Max. He's like, hello, excuse me, are you okay? He thinks he's trying to help her, and Lucas pleads with him. He's like, leave her alone, man. You gotta leave her alone. And the freaking asshole, excuse my language, pulls a gun on Lucas, pulls out his gun and points it at Lucas. Now again, they've gone from bullies to, you know, from teenage villains to downright evil, villainous villains. And Lucas is like, wait, we don't have to do this. We don't have to do this. And Jason's like, I hope you're right. And he's like, is anyone else in the house? He's like, no. He makes Lucas turn around, and Lucas is just panicking. And but he's trying to, he's like, okay, relax. He says, put down your flashlight, empty your pockets. And he screams at him to empty his pockets. What does he think? He's going to find like the satanic Bible in there? I don't know. But Lucas is like, okay. And he goes, okay, now this is what's going to happen. I'm going to back away to the top of the stairs, which at least he's not like automatically thinking he's going to shoot them. I guess he thinks he's giving him a chance, quote unquote. He goes, then I'll watch as you wake her up from whatever the hell this is. And that's where it ends. You know, a lot of these 10 minutes have ended where it's like, okay, they're in the middle of something. Okay, they're planning something. Okay. But I mean, this has to be one of the most tense 10 minutes we've had from last one to this one. Because, I mean, we've got Max full on thinking that her plan might be working and that she's escaped Vecna, but it seems like he might be showing up. You have Eleven still trying to get to Max. You have Eddie and Dustin escaping bats. You have Nancy, Robin, and Steve going into the Creel house in the Upside Down, trying to avoid the vines. You have Murray, Hopper, and Joyce, you know, realizing that they're in a prison now filled with monsters on the loose. And now you have that prick tackling Erica and threatening violence on this kid. Then you have Jason pulling a gun, trying to wake up Max and basically threatening Lucas to do it because he thinks there's some sort of satanic thing going on here. I mean, what a jam-packed 10 minutes. My goodness gracious. I can't wait to talk about an episode that I've never seen before. I cannot wait. This is getting me, like, I'm up way too late right now. It's almost midnight. But when I watch these things, it just gets me so excited. And I am looking forward to doing this with you guys next week and getting back and doing full episodes. But again, as I mentioned, it probably won't be on the Wednesday now. So I apologize. I've been talking about what my plans originally were, but that's when I thought they were going to put the episode out in the morning, which is what they've done in the past. I know that Stranger Things 4, I remember waking up in the morning and watching it and podcasting about it right away, doing the exact same thing. In fact, I think I watched each episode without watching the next one. And that was really dumb. I'm not doing that again. So we shall see, but I'm guessing there won't be an episode on Wednesday, and there won't be an episode on Thanksgiving. There could be possibly an episode on Black Friday. I don't know. I don't want to jump ahead and say anything now, because I've been promising Wednesday the entire time, and now I feel like I'm retracting that. But you know, that is as far as life is concerned. Here's the thing. The important thing is these episodes, once they're up, they'll be there forever. So you can watch them. You can listen. You can watch those episodes and listen to these episodes over and over. You can share them for generations to come. So if it's a couple of days later than I originally planned, I apologize. But such is life. Now, we still have more to do here. Okay, we have many more minutes. I think we're just at the halfway point, pretty much, we're not even at the halfway point yet. As far as I think next time, tomorrow might be the halfway point of this episode. So we have much to do and not much time to get there. So this is going to be a jam-packed couple of days coming up. That being said, I probably am not going to have an episode tomorrow morning, but there will be one definitely tomorrow night. And yeah, that is it. I am done. I am excited. I am tired. So I am going to go to bed now. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for continuing to find this show. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. But until the next time you hear from me, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. If you go to TikTok right now, you can see the video version of the 1 week song that I just posted at the beginning of this episode. You can find us on YouTube at fans.experts. The video's there as well. And Facebook is fans.experts as well. That's because fans.experts.com is the website where all of my podcasts can be found. Except if you just want to go to Stranger Danger, you can go to strangerdangerpodcast.com. It'll bring you directly to that. Okay, that is it. I am done. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friends. But until then, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, it's people like you and people like me. We are the ones who help keep Stranger Things alive. And we only have one more week to go forever.
Fans Not Experts.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code FITNESS for 15% off.
Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.